Peter Schweitzer, Washington Post. Readers have never heard of Hunter Biden scandals. By Robert Krajicek on September 24, 2019. Readers of the Washington Post and similar news media outlets know little to nothing about business deals secured by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's second son, in China and Ukraine, noted Peter Schweitzer during a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Schweitzer highlighted the Jeff Bezos-owned news media outlet's broad omissions in reporting on Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings during his father's tenure as vice president. If you are a reader of The Washington Post, and that is really your main source of news, you would have absolutely no idea what this whole Biden thing and his son thing is about, because they're never really reported anything on it, Schweitzer said, noting that a lot of news outlets similarly ignore findings related to the Biden family's foreign businesses. They've never reported on the massive deals that Hunter Biden got in China. Schweitzer noted Hunter Biden's salary while sitting on the board of director of Burisma, a Ukraine-based energy company. They have done very little reporting on the Ukraine controversy and what it entails. The dollar amount, the $83,000 a month, which we know, from court documents. Hunter Biden's business partner was charged with fraud in an unrelated case. So it's all there in black and white how much he was getting paid. But none of that is reported by the media. You have to ask yourself, why? These are news outlets. This is news, that the Vice President of the United States' son is cashing in a major way in two countries around the world that are central to U.S. foreign policy while his dad is Vice President. You don't think readers are interested in that? It's mind-boggling to me from the standpoint of the black hole of news coverage by some news outlets on this subject is astonishing to me. Listen. It's very legitimate to look into activities and self-enrichment taking place while Joe Biden, in his official duties, was Vice President of the United States, determined Schweitzer. That's something that should not be just written off because people think it's inconvenient or politically motivated. Let's just get the facts out, follow the money, and see exactly what happened. They're trying to turn what was a Biden scandal into a Trump scandal, Schweitzer said last week of the Washington Post's and other news media outlets' framing of an alleged whistleblower. Hunter Biden received millions of dollars from Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings while his father directed $1.8 billion in aid money to Ukraine as vice president during the Obama administration. Hunter Biden also consummated financial relationships with foreign states and oligarchs in China and Ukraine while his father steered foreign policy towards those two countries as vice president, noted Schweitzer in May. In August, Schweitzer explained how Hunter Biden helped facilitate China's acquisition of Heneges Automotive, a formerly America-based company developing dual-use technologies with military applications, by Aviation Industry Corporation of China, ADIC, a Chinese state-run military contractor. AVIC acquired Heneges in 2015 with a 51% stake purchase. The remaining 49% was purchased by Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, a private equity firm founded by Hunter Biden and funded with $1.5 billion from the Chinese government via the Bank of China. Schweitzer is president of the Government Accountability Institute and a senior editor at Breitbart News. His latest book is Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.